lower animals. Nobody is starving. Have you seen any bird died of starvation? There are so many hundreds, thousands of birds in these gardens.
Even in all these countries, Srila Prabhupada, they're always complaining about there are so many starving people, but nobody's ever seen anybody.
In India also, they are poverty, poverty. Have you seen anyone dying? No. They're purchasing 8 rupees kilo of rice.
Even the poorest person seems to be maintaining somehow.
Hmm?
Even the poorest people seem to be maintained.
Not knowledge, not starvation of food.
They even, modern scientists, they even admit that the body, the human body, is the most perfect machine. They admit this in college. But like the same teacher, I heard him saying this. Though he says this, he says, there is no God. This is an invention of the necessity of man.
Then why do you die? Why do you die?
It's the perfect machine.
I know, he says it's the most perfect, you know, that no one can make something better.
Where is perfection? Why do you die? You don't like to die. Where is perfection? Nobody wants to die. But if you're sure that we'll die, where is perfection?
He says because of the fear of dying, one invents God.
Huh?
He's saying because one is...
Stop it, this. Then we shall not think of God. You are scientists, you are scared, you stop it. Then you shall not think of God. Why you ask, stop thinking of God before making arrangement that you shall not die? So make this arrangement. The cause of fear, death is the cause of fear, therefore you are thinking of God. So you stop this cause, we shall not think of God. You are present when you are, this rascal was talking?
Yes.
So he
that was long time ago.
Long time ago. He could not answer that.
Oh, yes. I was knowing the moment. I had some answers from the
night. Ask this rascal that you stop the cause of fear and we are not. Don't so fast. We admit that you are afraid of death. You are also afraid of death. Are you bold enough? If I kill you immediately, you shall stand. Ask the scientist. Are you bold enough? Die immediately. I shall kill you. At that time you will be afraid. Call police. Why you are afraid of death? You are a great scientist. Huh? What is your answer? The scientists are not afraid of death. They are not afraid of death.
I really don't know what they will answer.
Huh?
They should be. Well, they are. In life, but they are close up.
They are very much afraid.
Very much afraid, yes.
There was one great scientist when I was a student. He was saying, trying to prove how there was no God, and he was so nervous. Sometimes he could hardly speak, he was shaking so much.
Oh yes, that is what happens. When one starts speaking of God,
so long, you have not heard the four prominent miserable condition of life. Past, death, old age, and disease. You cannot say there is no God. There is controller who is forcing you. Accepted this condition. Therefore, there is operation. How you can avoid it?
They say someday.
Somebody will come and kick your face with food.
Go back to school, get back. Right?
Huh?
Go back to school,
get back. Why? So soon.
Los científicos dicen que un día vamos
a accept that control.
They have many contradictions because I learned also that.
No, where is contradiction? Everyone is being controlled. Where is contradiction?
In the sense, they say. One day they say one thing, one day they say something else.
That means that, sir.
Yes,
sir. That means that. One day something on that means disaster. That's why yesterday, the day before, sir, maybe, perhaps, you cannot talk because you have no knowledge. You say perhaps, maybe. But it's well worth the knowledge. Don't talk.
There was this great scientist, his name is Nern. He said that this that everything was infinite, that the universe, everything was eternal, that it was this universe was eternal. So he got very mad, very vexed, because another scientist was telling him was this young scientist was proving that the universe had a time, a specific time, and it was finished.
That does not require a great scientist. Anything in this material world, it has got a beginning, it has got end. We can experience from our body. The body has got a beginning, that is a must have end. Anything which is beginning, there must be end. This is our experience. Take anything material. This tree, it has got a beginning, it has got end.
But because it didn't suit to his theory, he said that.
No, no, that means a rupture. That means they are rascals. They are simply mental speculators. They have no value of them. We should take them like that. But these are all rascals. They may be very big men in the estimation of other rascals, but we are not the rascals. We are not going to take them.